Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Pinecone Benefit Concert for Jan Johansson, Bond Park Amphitheater, 801 High House Road, Cary, Sunday, November 7th, 1 to 5:30 p.m. There's a $15 recommended donation. Children 12 and under get in free. For more information, you can go to www.pinecone.org. With a wealth of courage, brain power, and musical talent, the one thing local music teacher and musician Jan, pronounced Jan, Johansson, could ask from the Wizard of Oz is a new heart. After recovering from having a heart pump implanted this past spring, he was added back onto the heart transplant waiting list in July, and his friends are once again rallying to hold a fundraiser to help him and his wife, Teresa, defray his medical expenses. Among the musicians and bands confirmed for this latest benefit concert is David Tate, a banjo player who was also Johansson's cardiologist at UNC Chapel Hill. Tate plays with the band Fescue 911, which has been on call for bluegrass emergencies since 1993. And what could be a more fitting emergency than a bluegrass musician in need of a heart transplant? A heart transplant costs approximately $750,000, and that's only the beginning. Although Teresa has family health coverage through her employer, the family will face significant expenses related to the transplant. Joining Tate and Fescue 911 on the lineup for the afternoon are Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam, Nixon Blevins and Gage, the Hotwires, Apple Chill Cloggers with the Timms Family Band, and a grand finale with Jan and friends including Carolina Junction, Julie Elkins, Lindsay Timms, Ray East, and Dr. Tate. All proceeds from the benefit concert will go directly to help the Johansons defray medical expenses and lost income. All performers and event organizers are donating their time and talents in an effort to raise money and show their support and appreciation for all that Jan and Teresa have done for them in the music community. All donations will go directly to the National Foundation for Transplants to help Jan and Teresa. Doc Watson, Hills of Home, with David Holt and Richard Watson, part of Pinecone's Down Home Concert Series. Mamendi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street, Raleigh, Friday, November 12th, 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 to $30 for Pinecone members, $25 to $35 for the general public. For further information, you can go to www.pinecone.org or call Pinecone's box office at 919-664-8302. For more than half a century, Arthel Doc Watson has been a force in the creation, interpretation, and preservation of American roots music. This year, he returns to the Pinecone stage with his longtime friend and collaborator, David Holt, and his grandson, Richard Watson, to present Hills of Home, which combines hot flat picking tunes, slow romantic ballads, gutsy blues numbers, delicately picked finger melodies, and old-time gospel songs into an unforgettable evening of music. Join these two Grammy Award-winning icons as they take you on a musical journey through North Carolina. Holt and Watson earned a Grammy together in 2002 for Best Traditional Folk Recording for Legacy, a 3-CD collection of songs and stories reflecting Watson's inspiring life story. Guitarist Richard Watson, Doc's grandson, learned some blues runs from his dad, and Doc's tutored him for more than a decade. In 1999, Doc and Richard released an album together called Third Generation Blues. Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Magnolia Klezmer Band, Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street, Raleigh, Sunday, November 14th, 3 to 4 p.m. This event is free and open to the public, and program notes will be provided. Large print program notes will also be available. For further information, you can go to www.pinecone.org. Based in the Triangle area of North Carolina, the Magnolia Klezmer Band performs Eastern European Jewish music from Romania, Moldova, Russia, and the Ukraine, blended with American traditional jazz and swing. And if you stop by the museum early, you can explore the exhibit Down Home, Jewish Life in North Carolina, which chronicles how Jews have integrated into Tar Heel life by blending their own traditions into Southern culture while preserving their ethnic and religious traditions. Admission to the event is also to the exhibit is also free. The band's unique sound comes from the mingling of musicians with roots in a panorama of musical traditions, klezmer, Balkan, jazz, brass band, polka, and classical. The band continues to expand its repertoire with additions from vaudeville, Russian Roma cabaret music, and Eastern European folk dances. In 2006, some band members appeared on NPR's The State of Things. In 2007, the entire band performed as part of Pinecone's own Music of the Carolinas series. They recorded that live event, which became the CD, Trip to America. The Chapel Hill Community Church Concert Series. Maura O'Connell, Saturday, November 13th, 8 p.m., the Community Church Concerts, 106 Purefoy Road, Chapel Hill. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 a day of the show, and they're available at www.communitychurchconcerts.org. The community church is located off Mason Farm Road, just south of the UNC Hospital. Grammy nominee singer Maura O'Connell appears November 13th. Captivating stylist, introspective chanteuse, musical explorer, songwriter, singer. Labels have never fully defined the voice and talent of Maura O'Connell. Self-described as just a singer, Maura's multi-decade singing career has brought her international acclaim and two Grammy nominations, including a 2010 nomination for her album Naked. Maura O'Connell began her professional musical journey as vocalist for the traditionally based Celtic group De Danann. While in Dublin and on later trips to Nashville, O'Connell met Sam Bush, Bella Fleck, Tim O'Brien, Jerry Douglas, and other top-flight acoustic players whose music resonated with her and influenced her then-groundbreaking musical penchant for blending Celtic traditions with a wide variety of other genres. She has a self-imposed mandate to always bring something new and exciting to everything she sings, and her musical peers have led the cheering section for this simple yet eloquent philosophy. O'Connell has lent her incredible voice to the projects of such artists as Van Morrison, James Taylor, Nancy Griffith, Dolly Parton, Bonnie Raitt, The Chieftains, and Roseanne Cash. Just a singer indeed. Here's the Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. Friday, November 5th, 8 p.m., Bug by Tracy Letts. Raleigh Ensemble Players. This program is for mature audiences. There are some free tickets for users of AD available by calling Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. From the creator of Killer Joe, an audience favorite produced by REP in 2005, the psychological thriller, set in an Oklahoma motel room, centers on the meaning of Agnes, a divorced waitress with a fondness for drugs and isolation, and Peter, a quiet Gulf War drifter introduced to Agnes by her lesbian friend R.C. As they reveal their secrets and fears, Agnes and Peter discover they are not the only inhabitants of the room. Obscenely exciting, top-flight craftsmanship. Buckle up and brace yourself, says the New York Times. A riveting thriller of paranoia and an instant guilty pleasure, says the Hollywood Reporter. Rep's production of Bug is intended for mature audiences and features 2010-2011 ensemble members Leanne Norton-Hines, Jesse Janowski, John Jimerson, Peyton Myrick, and Paige Perger. Production designed by Thomas Mawney and Miyuki Su. Stage management by Aaron Lurch. Fight direction by Jason Armit. Bug is directed by Rep's artistic director, C. Glenn Matthews. REP's upstairs studio, 213 Fayetteville Street. Sunday, November 7th, 2 p.m., St. Nicholas by Connor McPherson. Burning Coal at Maimondi Theater at Murphy School. Some free tickets for users of AD are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Burning Coal's artistic director Jerome Davis will perform in McPherson's haunting play about a theater critic who falls in love with a young actress and follows her to London and straight into a coven of vampires. The estimated runtime is 1.5 hours. Tuesday, November 9th, 7:30 p.m., Fences by August Wilson. The Playmakers at Paul Green Theater, Chapel Hill. Frustration, despair, searching for dignity. To be black and male in mid-century America. Struggling against inescapable burdens of intergenerational and societal limitations, an embittered ex-Negro League ballplayer and his family take us on a profound emotional journey. We proudly present the long-overdue debut of August Wilson's play on our main stage. Combining the poet's ear for vernacular with a robust sense of humor, a sure instinct for crackling dramatic incident, and a passionate commitment to a great subject, according to the New York Times. For ticket information, you can contact the box office, whose hours are 12 noon to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday at 919-926-7529. For further information on any of the Arts Access programs, you can call Arts Access Incorporated at 919-833-9919. Well, let's turn now to the University of North Carolina music schedule. November 5th, Duke. UNC and Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, UNC and Duke Student Recital, 5 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. UNC and Duke students and the UNC Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, $15 general admission, $10 for students, faculty, and staff. A single ticket provides admission to the entire festival, which excludes the opening gala concert. Also November 5th, UNC Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, Randall Love Piano, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. $15 general admission, $10 students, faculty, and staff. November 6th, UNC Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, UNC and Duke Student Recital, 5 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium, Duke University. $15 general admission, $10 to students, faculty, and staff. November 6th, UNC Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, Mayron Song Piano, 8 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium at Duke University. $15 general admission, $10 for students, faculty, and staff. November 7th, UNC Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, Thomas Otten Piano, 3 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. Schumann David's Bundesland, Chopin Nocturnes, Opus 27, and Ballad No. 4. $15 general admission, $10 students, faculty, and staff. November 9th, Masterclass, Chuck Lazarus, Trumpet Virtuoso, and member of the Minnesota Symphony, 7 p.m. Hill Hall, Room 107. November 9th, WSN Series World Music Concert 3Z plus quartet of Korean, Japanese, Chinese zithers, and percussion, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. November 12th, CSMC presents David Larkin from the University of Sydney, 4:15 p.m., Person Recital Hall, Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture. All CSMC lectures are free and open to the public. November 12th, UNC Opera presents Scenes from Verdi Opera's 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 13th, T.J. Anderson and Alan Andrews debut performance of music professor Louise Toppin's soprano. Also performing will be the UNC New Music Ensemble, Stefan Litwin, and Carolina Choir, 8 p.m. Memorial Hall. Music on the Hill, Hopes, Dreams, Realities Revisited. World premiere of works by composers T.J. Anderson and Alan Anderson. This debut performance of music professor Louise Toppin's soprano. Also performing will be the UNC Music Ensemble, as noted. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. For this event, for information and tickets, you can call 919-843-3333. November 14th, UNC Guitar Ensemble, 2 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 14th, Hotter Than That, a night for jazz trumpet with Chuck Lazarus, Jim Ketch, Steven Anderson, Jason Foreman, and Thomas Taylor, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 15th, Public Masterclass with Anthony Dean Griffey, 4 p.m., Person Recital Hall. Anthony Dean Griffey will present two public masterclasses this year. November 15th, Talking Music 1, Concert 1, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. Karlheinz Stockhausen Mantra for two pianos and electronics. November 16th, Talking Music 1, Concert 2, The Bells, music by Nono, Gielen, and Litwin. Stefan Litwin, Detlef Hessinger, and the experimental studio SWR Freiburg, Germany. 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 17th, Talking Music 1, Concert 3, music by Bach, Debussy, Ravel, Messiaen, and Zimmermann. 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 18th, Percussion Ensemble, 7:30 p.m., Cannon Rehearsal Hall. November 19th, University Chamber Players, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. For further information on any of these events and tickets, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, concerts are free admission. Let's turn now to Duke Performances. Alan Toussaint with special guest Nicholas Payton and the Joe Crown Trio featuring Crown, Walter Wolfman Washington, and Russell Battisti. Sunday, November 7th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $42 and $36, Duke students $5. A one-man repository of Crescent City music, says Pace. Toussaint is the legend of New Orleans R&B, says the All Music Guide, and a jazz blues dynamo who turns even traditional hymns into swinging after-hour jams. This configuration shows off both sides of the master's groove. He's flanked by a special guest star, the abundantly gifted jazz trumpeter Payton, says the New York Times, and backed by three of New Orleans' greatest players, says Offbeat. Funk pros who load Joe Crown's B3 licks and Battisti's drums with the Wolfman's swampy screaming guitar. Alan Toussaint is the jewel in New Orleans' crown, not merely the most distinctive of soul songwriter producers, but a virtuoso piano stylist with an unparalleled knowledge of the city's musical development. That is according to the Independent UK. Chiampi Quartet Concert Number 2, Mozart, David Lipton, Schubert. Friday, November 12th, 8 p.m., Nelson Music Room, that's East Duke 201. Tickets are $20, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. The guest artist, John Brown Bass, Thomas Crane's Cello. Founded in 1965, the Chiappi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than four decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, according to the New York Times. The program is Mozart's Serenade No. 13 for strings in G major, K-525, Ein Klein Nachtmusik with John Brown, bass, David Lipton, Ictus for String Quartet, 2000, and Schubert, String Quintet in C major, D-956, with Thomas Crane's cello. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole, plus the Red Stick Ramblers, Saturday, November 13th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34 and $26, $5 for Duke students. This floorboard-rattling double bill features two of the sharpest Louisiana bands working. Watson cut his teeth on the countrified Chansons Francais of East Texas and Lafayette, Louisiana. Aggressive and gifted, says the New York Times. The Grammy-nominated prodigy works Acadian Lala tunes, Creole waltzes, and sizzling Zydeco stomps, hollering in French while his band blazes behind him. They appear with Red Stick Ramblers, the fast-living hybridists from Baton Rouge who use Cajun, swing, and country western jazz ballads to create a rowdy new language, sometimes French, sometimes English. They'll turn Reynolds into a rollicking fas de deux. Arnaldo Cohen and Nahra Argahamanyan, a special recital for four hands, Sunday, November 14th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Ticket is $34, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. An intrepid explorer and immaculate pianist, says Gramophone, the Brazilian-born Cohen met Yersolisa at the 2001 Chopin competition in Warsaw, where he was a judge and the 23-year-old Romanian blew him away. Now the two team up for a rare four-handed recital with his visceral punch, says the Chicago Tribune, and her speedy fingers and impressive technique, says the Seattle Times, combining to interpret works by Mozart, Schubert, Barber, Ravel, and Dvorak. The program is Mozart's Sonata in D major, K-381, Schubert, Fantasy in F minor, D-940, Barber, From Souvenirs, Opus 28, Ravel, Ma Mère Loi, Dvorak, Two Slavonic Dances, Opus 72, No. 2 in E minor, and Opus 46, No. 1 in C major. Please note, Mahalia Yersolisa has canceled her performance with Arnaldo Cohen. Armenian pianist Nahra Argamanyan will take Yersolisa's place on this special recital for four hands. Argamanyan is a recent winner of the prestigious Montreal International Music Competition. From the first chord on, it was clear that Argamanyan was an artist to be reckoned with. She has a big technique, but her playing was not just about technique. It was also about playing the music. Her playing was as poetic, and it was prodigious technically. That's according to La Scena Musicale in Canada. Cohen produces a big sound that is capable of any kind of nuance. He has a world-class technique, says the New York Times. Trio Solisti, Maria Bachmann, violin, Jan Klebanoff, piano, Alexis Pia Gerlach, cello, Friday, November 19th, 8 p.m. at the Nelson Music Room. Tickets are $30, Duke students $5. Again, general admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. In a special engagement, the consistently brilliant Trio Solisti, says the New York Times, makes its Duke debut as the most exciting piano trio in America, says the New Yorker, having now displaced the Beaux Arts Trio, critics say, as the outstanding chamber music ensemble of its kind, says the Wall Street Journal. The trio has transfixed audiences worldwide with performances emanating both musical virtuosity and a muscular grace. On Friday, they paired Dvorak and Mendelssohn with Spaniard Joaquin Turina. The program, Torina, Piano Trio No. 2 in B minor, Opus 76, Dvorak, Piano Trio in F minor, Opus 65, and Mendelssohn, Piano Trio No. 2 in C minor, Opus 66. The most exciting piano trio in America, says the New Yorker. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Listening session with Cedric Watson, Friday, November 12th, 6:30 p.m., and this is off-campus. Duke Performances heads off campus for events in which visiting artists talk about and play recordings of their favorite music, both the unusual and the inspiring. Listening sessions are co-sponsored by the National Museum and the Record Exhibition. This session will be held at the Pinhook, 117 West Main Street. For contact information, you can reach Wendy Howard Livingston at 919-684-3314. Organ Recital Series 2010-2011, Sunday, November 14th, 5 to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. Organ Recital presented by Christopher Anderson. All are welcome. For more information, call 919-684-3898. Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME, Macro Micro Minimalism. Sunday, November 14th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Biddle 19, that's Bone Hall. Admission is free. Music by Steve Reich, Dan Truman, Jonathan Russell, and others. DNME is directed by Dan Ruccia. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Graduate Composers Concert, Monday, November 15th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., Nelson Music Room, East Duke 201. Admission is free. New works by Duke graduate student composers. Again, for information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Chiampi Quartet, Lunchtime Series. Tuesday, November 16th, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Speaker, presenter, Mozart Quartets. Cost is free, open to the public. In each of these free lunchtime events, 50 minutes of the most essential music is accompanied by a brief introduction by a quartet member. Admission is free, food is not provided, but audience members are encouraged to bring lunch. This season, the Chiampi addresses canonical works by Mozart. Duke Jazz Combos, Tuesday, November 16th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Student small group jazz performances directed by Leroy Barley. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson, 919-660-3333. Duke Wind Symphony with the John Brown Jazz Trio and Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME. Thursday, November 18th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium, free admission. Blackbird featuring Holst. Jupiter and Mars from the Planets, Whiteacre, Lux Aurumque, Newman, Moon by Night, Schumann, Chester, Bonnie, Reflections in a Tidal Pool. Blackbird arrangement, Shelley Berg. The Duke Wind Symphony is directed by Verna Mosenbichler-Bryant. Again, for information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333, and you can also contact her for the next event, which is the Djembe and Afro-Cuban Ensembles with guest artist Atiba Rory. Friday, November 19th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., free admission, Baldwin Auditorium. The Duke Djembe and Afro-Cuban drumming ensembles are directed by Bradley Simmons. He is the former music director of Chuck Davis's African-American Duke Ensemble, Dance Ensemble. He has taught at the Berklee School of Music, Texas Southern University, Wichita State University, and North Carolina State University. Tickets are available for these events at the Duke box office by calling. Tickets and information are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.